Philip Lombard knew that death was very near. But he wasn't giving up. "Give that gun to me," he said. Vera laughed. "Listen, my dear girl, you must listen." And then he jumped as fast as a wild cat. Without a thought, Vera shot him. His body crashed heavily to the ground. Vera came towards him carefully, but there was no danger now. Philip Lombard was dead, shot through the heart. At last, that was the end. There was no more fear. She was alone on the island, alone with 9 dead bodies. But what did that matter? She was alive. She sat there, perfectly happy. No more fear. It was getting dark when Vera finally moved. She was hungry and tired. She wanted to throw herself on her bed and sleep and sleep and sleep. She walked towards the house, went inside, and moved towards the dining room. There were still 3 little soldier boys in the middle of the table. She laughed and picked up 2 of them, throwing them out of the window. She heard them crash on the ground outside. Then she picked up the last little soldier boy and said, "You can come with me. We've won, my dear. We've won." She started walking up the stairs, slowly, because her legs were suddenly very tired. "One little soldier boy was left there alone. How did it end? Ah, yes, he got married and then there were none." Again, she had a feeling that Hugo was waiting for her upstairs. Something fell from her hand. It was the gun, but she didn't notice. "One little soldier boy was left there alone. How did it end?" She opened the door and stopped suddenly. There, hanging in front of her, was a rope. Under the rope was a chair to stand on, a chair to kick away. That was what Hugo wanted. And, of course, that was the last line of the poem. "He went and hanged himself, and then there were none." The little soldier boy fell from her hand as Vera moved forward. This was the end, in the place where the cold hand touched her. Cyril's hand, of course. "You can go to the rock, Cyril." That was what murder was. It was as easy as that. But you always remembered. She climbed up on the chair and put the rope around her neck. Hugo was there, watching. She kicked away the chair.